Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Life throws up many challenges for us in the 21st century, and it was no different in Paul's day. One of the issues that he had to face was that sometimes meat was taken to pagan temples as an act of worship before being sold by the butchers. Paul is quite clear that pagan gods were not true gods, and so it really didn't matter if the meat had been waved in front of them. But if someone were to point out that the meat had been presented in the temple, then he concluded that it would be better not to eat it, out of respect for the informant's conscience. It was a tricky issue, but clearly a live one in Paul's day, and he had to find a careful way of handling it. The key principle in all of this was that whatever you do, it needs to be done for the glory of God. Every day we have to make decisions. Most of them are simple and straightforward, but like Paul, the key question is, what will be most pleasing to God? On the face of it, this might sound restricting and limiting. Because of the nature of God, it's in fact the opposite of that. As we discover God's will for our lives, we find true liberty. God's desire is always to enable us to be more alive. So let me ask you this. As you make decisions today, how will you test whether the outcome will be for the glory of God? And now let me pray with you. Lord, help us to share every decision with you so that we might bring glory to you today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.